Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
So do you think you couldn't possibly be scammed? You're too smart. You know all the cons, you know the games, you know the way it looks online. You're very certain that you would never fall prey to a romance scam. Is that correct? We have to understand that we humans have something I call the frailty factor. And that is that under the right circumstances, with the right cocktail of conversation, looks, and timing, we are just as vulnerable as anyone else to the fantasy, to the belief that finally someone so wonderful, so fabulous, finally sees our worth, and they want us as much as we have always wanted to be wanted. This is a billion-dollar industry that increases exponentially. It is an enormous market. It is a syndicate. It is the biggest crime that we have because it is far more lucrative than drugs. It is so professionally done. And every time you think that you know the latest score and how they're going to approach you, you're going to be wrong because it's moving so quickly. And now with the advent of AI, being able, not just their voice, giving us a voice and changing voices, but creating beautiful dialogue with ChatGPT and other modalities. What about the impression of somebody's face? The perfect face, the perfect look, talking right to you. And you kind of think it's too good to be true, but you want to believe it. And that is the frailty factor. We want to believe. It's our hope. It's the dream. But here are the things that you really need to remember. One, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. This is how these lovely women, middle-aged women, have fallen head over heels for a celebrity who just happens to DM their Instagram account with 1,000 followers. Yeah, some 55-year-old woman in the Midwest, right? That a celebrity has chosen to fall in love with her. I mean, it's amazing. It is the fairy tale. Who doesn't want to believe it? But getting sucked up into it is the biggest loss of our time and money and the heartache and the foolishness. And there are cases of people that are paying, that have been told by the professionals, this is happening to you. This is a scam. You have to see this. And they fight back and say, yeah, it could be, but, you know, maybe it's real. And that maybe lets them roll the last bit of money that they have in their checking account. So we are all vulnerable at some point in some place in time. And while we are trying to educate our friends, maybe our parents, our grandparents, our naive best friend that just wants to believe this wonderful story, whether this is an online scammer or an in-person scammer, because that exists too. Remember, it is the frailty factor that's going to trip us up. Our need to be loved the way we want to be loved. To hear words that we're dying to hear being said to us. And now somebody is. The face that is so amazing to look at. The body. All of this coming from a package that seems like our dreams and our prayers have finally been answered. And the minute we get to that point, we have just left reality. Because those of you who've had relationships, even the most beautiful package, they're human. They've got their bad days. They act like a human being. They're inconsistent. There are moments of selfishness. There are moments of thoughtlessness. That's what a human being is. not perfect, but these people are absolutely perfect and dangle the dream in front of you. And it is so seductive. So remember, we all have the frailty factor. If you have a friend that's going through this, do your best to show them the truth. But remember, what they're clinging to is that shred, that just fragment of hope that maybe this time I got lucky and I found my love. Okay? I hope that helps you. I hope it helps your friends, your family. It's a big deal. If it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. If they're way out of your league, they are way out of your league. And if you could never in a million years meet somebody like this in real life, then you have not. Hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Take a look at my website. Chat me up for a consultation. Look at the different resources I have. You may want to check out Breakup Triage, my audiobook, because even though it wasn't a relationship per se, it might have been in your mind if you were scammed or conned or played. Hope this helps you. Happy dating and safe dating.